Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to everybody in the sanctuary and who's on YouTube and Facebook. For those of y'all that are on YouTube and Facebook in the sanctuary, people running around hugging, saying good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. So if you have an opportunity to come down here, just know when you come in, there's hugs and kisses for you. Because everybody in here is saying good morning, good morning, good morning. Or hugs and kisses and handshakes as well. But everybody's saying hello, amen. So we say hello to everybody who is joining us online. Welcome to Taylor's Tabernacle, amen. We are a Bible-based church located in West Philadelphia, right? Where we hear the preached word of God, amen. Amen, amen. Everybody sounds like they're in a good mood. I got laughing and giggling in the sanctuary. We're going to have a good time this morning. Can you feel the energy? Amen, amen, amen. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read our scripture first, and then we're going to go into prayer. But I think it's important to read this scripture because the scripture, I'm going to actually read it from two spots. Amen? So if we can all rise, I'm going to be in Isaiah 61, 1. All right? If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Somebody will show you where they are in the back. Isaiah 61, 1. And Isaiah 61, 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Verse 2, "to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." Now that's in Isaiah. Anybody know where I'm going next? Let's turn to Luke chapter 4. Amen? Amen. We're going to go to Luke chapter 4. And I'm dialing it up on my iPad as well. But I can tell you we were going to be looking at verses, I believe it's 16 through 18. Because I want to give a little lead into it. All right? Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Right? "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" Now we know from Luke, what? That was Jesus talking, right? Yeah, the book of Isaiah, he went, and look how he changed. He said, "This is what I'm here to do." Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For those of us who are brokenhearted, thank you, Lord. For those of us who are captive, thank you, Lord. For those of us who are sick, thank you, Lord. And for all of us who are born in sin, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you brought us through. Thank you, Lord, for whatever's in front of us that you're going to take us through. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to come here this morning and to get in your house of worship. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, because you came to preach unto us. You came to teach unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, always bring unto our minds what you have done so that we can witness to others to what you will do for them. Hallelujah. Lord, when we look back and we think about those times where that could have been it. Lord, when we think about the sickness that was either in us or our family and you healed them when that could have been it. Lord, when we look back to that day when we didn't want anyone to know, we were in a room by ourselves crying because we lost something, crying because we were hurt, crying because we didn't know which way to go next. And you shined your light through all of that. You cut through all of that haze and said, trust in me. You cut through all of that and said, I love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, Lord, we know we may have been lost in all of that, in all that hurt and all that pain. And you sent somebody to read a word to us. You sent somebody who said, let me pray with you. You sent somebody who simply said, trust in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because that means you knew what was going on. And you said, I'm going to send the people I love a word that's going to transform and renew their minds. A word that's going to get into that situation. And it's going to change their focus from despair to looking at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, as we look at you, we realize that some of the things we used to worry about, we don't worry about them no more. Hallelujah. We now know it's just what? A blip on the radar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, for those that have come here this morning and are watching online, anoint our minister this morning that he would bless us with your word, what you have given him to prepare, a word that's going to edify. And Lord, for whoever's in here or watching online that needs you this morning, they don't want to say it, but they need you. For all of us who know you have been there, hallelujah. We didn't want to say it, but we need you, Christ Jesus. So be in the midst this morning. There are more than two or three gathered in this sanctuary in your name. Sit next to us right now, Christ Jesus. Let us feel the warmth of your presence, that you would be glorified and that our faith would increase. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, before the word comes, hallelujah. Before the word comes, hallelujah. I'm going to call up our sister Alex. But let us get in the right frame of mind. Hallelujah. 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 Because we're getting prepared for the word. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. There it is. Amen. God is good.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come. Knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Ooh. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Ooh, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail.
If you know it, please sing with me.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Lord, you never failed me yet. Lord, you never failed me yet. You have never failed me yet. You have never failed me yet. No, you never failed me yet. Amen.
Glory to God, saints. Come on with that. Come on while you're standing. Glory to God. Exercise your confidence in the Lord. Exercise your confidence in His faithfulness. Give the Lord some praise here today. Glory to God. If you're still in His hands, glory to God. If everything is still in His control, glory to God, then hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Listen, praise Him in His sanctuary. Come on, praise Him in the heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellence. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Certainly, God has been good to us. Amen. Amen. We give thanks for you on this morning. Thanks and blessings to our pastor in his absence, to our Reverend Radcliffe, our Reverend Lyons, deacons, family, saints. Hallelujah. We give thanks for the Lord continuing to work in your life. Amen. Amen. Come on, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this moment in your presence. Lord, you are a fountain of water springing up life in us, even eternal life, O Lord. And we thank you for making your presence known in our life. We thank you for a gathering place where your grace abounds and how you can move freely in the midst of your people. Father, bless your word this morning. Bless our hearing and our understanding. Let your word have impact in our family and our neighborhood, causing others to see the love that you have placed in us. Lord, we love you and we bless your name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, while you're standing, if you would join me in Acts, the 8th chapter, we're going to begin, we're going to spend most of our time there. We'll begin at the 26th verse. That's in the New Testament in the book of Acts in the 8th chapter. Again, beginning at the 26th verse. And we'll also dip into John, the 3rd chapter, there with just one verse, verse 5, amen. And actually, I'll begin there in John, where the gospel records Jesus with this saying. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Amen. Then in Acts, the 8th chapter, the 26th verse, we find this. "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.'" This is a desert place. This is a desert place. Amen, saints, as we spend time with Philip the Evangelist in Acts chapter 8 today, I'd like to speak to you from this subject. Stay hydrated. Keep some water with you. Amen. Stay hydrated. Keep some water with you. Amen. You may be seated. Listen, while it cooled off a little for this part of the week, the majority of this summer has been actual and feel like temperatures of 100 and above, and you've probably been reminded by coworkers, friends, and even strangers to stay hydrated and keep some water with you. Amen. And in these hot seasons, water serves to restore, renew, revive. It keeps us safe from the negative consequences of dehydration. Amen. So stay hydrated and keep some water with you. Amen. That's just good advice for the season that we've been in. Now, if we were to be speaking with Philip the Evangelist in Acts chapter 8 in the 26th verse, we might also think to give him this same advice. Philip, who has just had great success in spreading the gospel throughout Samaria, is now given a spiritual directive to head out into a desert place. And while most of us would not offer to go with Philip into the desert, many of us would still have some opinion to share, either advising him not to go in the first place, or at least encouraging him that if you must go, stay hydrated, keep some water with you. Amen. So let's dive down, into what was going on here. Verse 26, the angel of the Lord came to Philip. That means he had a vision.
rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he goes south, and it reminds us again, this is a desert place. Now, the desert was a dangerous place, and this occurred in a dangerous time for the early Christian. When we look at this moment in the history of believers, Acts chapter 8 is just after Saul is killing Christians freely. Amen. Remember, this was just after the stoning of Stephen the deacon. And this is before Saul is converted to the Apostle Paul. Amen. So this was a dangerous time for Christians. And so heading towards the desert road, bringing him in a place where he was by himself, that brought Philip away from the protection of fellow Christians. But Philip was obedient. Philip was obedient to the word of the Lord sent by the angel, but he had nowhere to hide in the desert place. And Philip also may have been going a little bit confused because he was having so much success evangelizing in the Samaritan towns, but he's now sent into the desert away from where people gathered and what he may have seen as opportunities to witness. Amen. Strategically, an evangelist might seek to go to the city, but maybe not to the desert. Amen. And the word does not say it, but I can imagine that Philip had some questions about the vision that he received. Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. Amen. We know even today Gaza is still a dangerous place. Amen. But it says, verse 27, he rose and he went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. Amen. So in this desert, we find there's an Ethiopian official returning from Jerusalem. Amen. He was there to worship. And over the ages, we know that the Jewish people had found themselves exiled to many lands. Amen. So they had been scattered. They had been moved throughout many other nations. But still, many of them retained their connection to Jerusalem and would travel often for festival worship as it was possible. Amen. And Philip here, Philip is led by the Spirit to open conversation with this court official of the queen. And Philip begins to understand why the angel of the Lord sent him to the desert. Amen. You may see Philip, and you may even imagine him on this desert road. Amen. And what I'd like to say is today, this is what we would call street evangelism. Amen. It was the road to Gaza, but we might think of it more as 60th Street, Market Street, Spruce Street. Amen. This was Philip doing street evangelism on the road to Gaza. Verse 30, so Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, do you understand what you are reading? And he, meaning the Ethiopian official, said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe this generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And the eunuch said to Philip, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Amen. And because Philip had drawn near to the Ethiopian official's chariot, he's able to hear him and recognize that the Ethiopian is speaking the scripture audibly. Amen. Perhaps the Ethiopian official was having a conversation with his chariot driver. Maybe he was reading the scripture to him. Philip engages the official into conversation. And you may remember a few weeks ago when I mentioned to you that conversation leads to conversion. Amen. And as the Ethiopian official recognizes that Philip may be able to help him, he invites Philip to share an understanding of the scripture. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we need to begin with the conversation, but the moment of witness comes when we are invited to share what God has given us. Amen. God had set up this divine appointment, a street evangelism moment in this desert place between Jerusalem, where there was worship, and Gaza and Ethiopia, where there was more idolatry than worship. Amen. This did not happen in the safety of the four walls of the church, but this happened in them streets, in a place between the church and a land of idolatry. This is the place that the Holy Spirit led Philip to share the good news about Jesus. Amen. Here in the desert, the Ethiopian official desires the promise of the gospel. He literally has the scripture in his hand. He knew of God's law, but he needed Philip to come along and reveal it to him so that he would know what it meant. Amen. Listen, the Ethiopian official, remember, he had just come from Jerusalem. He had full access to all of the rabbis and teachings that were there. But it was this divine appointment with Philip in the desert that would change his life forever. Amen. Philip, it says in verse 35, he then opens his mouth and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. Amen. Philip leads with scripture and then he shares the gospel. Amen. Philip doesn't start by telling the Ethiopian official about all of the great work that he had just done in Samaria. Philip doesn't brag about his own faith or what church he goes to, but rather Philip answers the official with scripture, and that this scripture is fulfilled through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Philip shares with him the good news about Jesus. He testifies to his love, his life, his death on the cross, how he rose 3 days later, and how he, with this, how Philip himself, his life, his own life was changed forever. Philip shares how Jesus came for the salvation of all. Amen. And somewhere in this midst, Deacon McCoy, Philip has a baptism class because he shares the role of baptism in the life of the believer. How do we know that? Because after this conversation and while he is still in the midst of his Christian conversion, the Ethiopian official responds and he asks if he might be baptized. Verse 36, it says, as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the Ethiopian eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? They had the baptism class right there on the road, right there in the desert, right there during street evangelism. Jesus came when he spoke these words. He told us, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said in John 3:5 that we read earlier, he said, truly, truly, he said it twice. That meant it was important. I say to you, unless one is born of water, unless he is baptized by water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus gives some importance to this ritual, this commandment of baptism. And so with great faith and with the divine resources that God had placed into this moment, We find the response of the Ethiopian official being blessed with an opportunity to change his life. We often refer to this baptism as an outward sign of an inward change. Amen. The theologian Martin Manser provides this definition. He says, a washing with water, which symbolizes the cleansing of believers from the stain and dirt of sin through the grace of God. Jesus Christ submitted to baptism as an example to believers. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, baptism is linked with union with the risen Jesus Christ. Amen. Zechariah, the prophet, in 13:1 says, on that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and unrighteousness. Amen. There's commentary on this by Moore that says the fountain has been long opened, but like Hagar in the wilderness, they remained ignorant of the refreshment that was right near them. They remained ignorant until God opens their eyes. It is not the fountain, but the eyes that need to be opened. It shall be a fountain of ever-flowing water, not a vessel needing constantly to be replenished. Glory to God. Even in our desert place, glory to God, our eyes may be closed. We may be in a place of ignorance. But when we receive our baptism, it shall be a fountain that is ever-flowing, even as Jesus said to us, a fountain springing up unto eternal life. I said to you, stay hydrated. Keep some water near. Listen, when we stay hydrated, when we stay near the fountain, and when we stay in the change that baptism represents, then we are restored, renewed, revived, safe, and continually in the presence of Almighty, all-loving God. Amen? I've come to tell you, stay hydrated and keep some water with you. The Ethiopian official recognizes the moment at hand and the opportunity for the promises of the gospel to be his. And so before even Philip can open the altar, before Philip can open the doors of the church, the Ethiopian official responds with faith and gracefully asks for baptism. Verse 38, he commands the chariot to stop. And they both went down to the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Philip does not deny him, but he uses what God had supplied. Philip the evangelist, fully authorized and led by the Holy Spirit, does not insist for the Ethiopian official to come back to Jerusalem for his baptism. He does not place requirements and laws in the way, but rather Philip recognizes and receives the confession of faith from him and baptizes him in that same moment. Glory to his name. Listen, as I get ready to close, I'm excited about where the message is today. This is the miracle in the desert. Ethiopia would be changed, and Philip is further led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 39 says, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more. There was a miracle in the desert. The eunuch goes on his way rejoicing, and Philip finds himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. The miracle of this evangelism appears to save the one Ethiopian official. But listen, he would go back to his country, rejoicing and sharing his conversion with others. The gospel would spread through his household and throughout the land, some theologians even believing that this was the first to bring the gospel to that nation. Amen. Who brought the gospel first to your house? Glory to God. Remember when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. He evangelized to the one. But the scripture says she went back and told her whole neighborhood. And it says they came forth to meet Jesus while he waited for the disciples. Glory to God. We're on this road. We had Jesus week 2024 not that long ago for Philadelphia. And in a few weeks we'll have the baptism. So in some weeks we're positioned like Philip the evangelist. We're in between sessions. We're walking in a desert place. We're listening for our divine assignment. Lord, what seeds should I plant today? We're in a desert place. The road is rough and the temperatures are high. Glory to God. So church, the advice remains the same. Stay hydrated and keep some water with you. Glory to God. Just like Philip, God may use you to run up beside someone else traveling on the same road. God may give you a scripture to share and the good news to proclaim. Glory to God. And just like Philip, even if this seems like a dangerous season, God is still in control. Remember, Philip was preaching in chapter 8, and Saul doesn't get converted until chapter 9. Bullets are flying in West Philly, in North Philly, in Butler County, Pennsylvania, in Springfield, Illinois, the country of Ukraine, and other war-torn lands. But the gospel can prosper even in the midst of violence and instability. If Christians are willing to share their experience with Jesus Christ in the context of the truthfulness of the scripture and the word, glory to his name. Will we be ready like Philip? A fountain is being opened for cleansing, to cleanse us from our wrongdoing that has placed separation between us and God. Will we be ready like Philip? Or will we be dehydrated? Oh, glory to God, dried up, feeble, and in need of help ourselves? Will we be the ones that are preventing baptism? Oh, glory. Saints of God, believers in Christ, my message to you is stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Stay prayed up. Stay under the leading of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the scripture. Stay compassionate toward your neighbor, filled with mercy, filled with grace. Stay ready to share the gospel, share the words of eternal life that has been given to you. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay hydrated. Keep some water near you. Oh, glory to God. Stay hydrated. Keep some water nearby you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Keep the anointing of the Lord over yourself everywhere. Even when he sends you into a dry place, bring your water. Bring your water in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look. 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 There is water. Glory to God. Look. There is a pool at the altar that the Lord has laid for you. Glory to God. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. 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 Will you step into the water? Will you be baptized? What would prevent you even now in the presence of Almighty God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go down for a second time. Go down for a second time. Go down under the water. Oh, glory. That you might rise. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Everything is new. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Woo! Yes, Lord. 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 Listen, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I need you to come down to the altar right now. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, for your own self, I need you to step into the pool this morning. Jesus said, you must be born again. Glory to God. If you don't know him for yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you at this altar right now. Glory to his name. Now, if you are born again, fire baptized, glory to God, I need you to do something for yourself. Stand up in the presence of the Lord. Come on, stand up, saints. Glory to God, if you're already born again, stand up. And I need you to take water for yourself. And I need you to sprinkle it over your own head for everything that you need. Glory to God, for everything that you need. Sprinkle on the water today for every renewal that you need. Sprinkle on the water today. Come on. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, listen. Tomorrow, you might be on the road by yourself. You won't be at the church place. You might be on the road to Gaza. You might need to have some water with you. You might need to sprinkle it on your own self. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Anointing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Peace in my household in the name of Jesus. Father, I call on you for peace. In the name of Jesus, I need your covering. I need your protection. In the name of Jesus, I'm walking down this road and I need you. Oh, glory to God. I need direction in the name of Jesus. God, I need direction for the journey that I'm on. I need clarity to come from your scripture. I need clarity in the word. I need your truthfulness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, clear some things up. Clear some things up. Clear some things up. Grant me discernment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, saints, you're not off the hook yet. Glory to God. Because you're going out on that road. But remember, Jesus sent them out two by two. So I need you to get that person right next to you. Come here, Deacon Todd. I need you to get that person next to you. Because sometimes, come here, Reverend Lyons. Come here, Reverend Lyons. Glory to God. Glory to His name. Come on, Todd. Glory to God. Because sometimes you need somebody to come up along beside you. Sometimes you need someone to interpret that word. Sometimes you need help to get your understanding. Glory to God. Grab on to a fellow believer and say, reveal this word to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you're online right now, if you're on Facebook and you're on YouTube, you're wondering what's happening in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Well, God is here. Glory to God. So in the name of Jesus, in the same way that God is moving in this house, I pray that the Lord receive you in your house. And if you, glory to God, would put your hand on your own self, put your hand on your spouse. Put your hand on your son and your daughter. Put your hand on your nephew and your niece. God will do for you in your house what He's doing in the tabernacle right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Living water. Living water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God. Stay hydrated. Keep some water nearby. Glory to His name. Healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Healing in the name of Jesus. For your house. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Generational curses shall be no more. Wiped away in the name of Jesus. Idolatry shall be no more. Wiped away in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory in the name of Jesus. Look, there is water. Let it flow, springing up unto everlasting life in the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Hey, glory. What God has for you, it is for you. What God has spoken to you, it is for you. Glory to God. Where He sends you, will you follow in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. You pray. You pray. Glory. Listen, if you're on YouTube right now, if you're on Facebook right now, the whole church right now, we're going to pray for you. So church, for their house, the ones that are streaming in today, just pray for them in the name of Jesus. Right where they are, right on their couch, right where they are. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let it be so for your house. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Saints, as I take my seat, this morning is a reminder that this place is not the desert. Glory to God. The desert is out there. This place is a fountain. This place is a ever-springing flow of water. Glory to God. This place is not a desert. Glory to God. But this is how it happens. You bring your water. You bring your water. You bring your water. You bring your water. Before you know it, we've got a pool. ready for the use of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. This place is not a desert. This is where miracles, signs, and wonders take place. Glory to God. You said, well, something, if they're online right now, they're not sure, because they said Reverend Churton doesn't usually come out of the pulpit. Glory to God. But there was water today. Glory to God. Y'all know most times I'm going to preach from right here. Glory to God. But the Spirit said, look, there is water. Woo! Jesus' name. May we all be blessed with what the Lord is doing in our lives. Glory to God. Sister Alex, this is our confidence. Glory to God. Great is His faithfulness. This is our confidence. Glory to God. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Keep your water with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it nice? Right? You come to get a word, and you get a word. Amen. To what? Heal the brokenhearted? To set you free from whatever has you captive. Amen? Amen. And I thank God because what? COVID, everything else, these doors have always been open. Amen? Amen. Amen. So now we're going to transition to the next part of the service. I got a drummer. Can I get a drum roll, please? This is a quick drum roll. Can I get a drum roll? That is all right. It's offering time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to bring up our deaconess, Helena. She's going to take us through our offering, and then I'll be back to do our announcements. Amen. Amen.
All right. Good morning. Still morning time. All right. So I'm going to get right into the offering. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you can give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the postal mail. To give by text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And to give through Venmo, you can do Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. To give to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, $Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at Jonathan-4-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Amen.
Amen. Go through some of the announcements. Amen. couple of things that we always make sure we want to mention, which is that the pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. And our live stream services via Facebook and YouTube shall continue. We invite you to come. We would like you to come, but if you're unable, they shall continue. However, one of the things, if you're not feeling too well, and if you've been listening, the COVID numbers have started to go up again. If you don't feel too hot, that's why we got what? YouTube and Facebook Live, so you can log in and watch and enjoy hearing God's word. Amen? Amen. But if you're able, come on in. If you're not able, we'll be waiting for the day that you do. Because as I said earlier, for everyone that was here when they came in, it was hugs and kisses and handshakes. Amen. And we got them for you when you come on down. Amen. 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 And also remember what Reverend Puritan just said about what? The waters right here. Amen. 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 All right. Every Sunday we'll continue to gather here. Next Sunday is First Sunday. So let's keep that in mind. We will continue to have Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meets. Everybody remember the code? KZRYSBOOAH. Amen. Well, all right. Mickey Mouse over there. But anyway, Google Meets every Wednesday. And guess what? As we listen to what our pastor teaching us, Deaconess Keisha teaching us, Deaconess Barbara teaching us. Good word going out, right? So not only log in yourself, invite somebody. It's Google Meets, right? They could just get on their phone and just listen. I don't know if you know, but sometimes if someone that comes on there is my cousin from California. Because I told her, and every once in a while, she'll log in. She's in California, but we can reach out because when the word goes out, right? God's everywhere. So let's reach out to people. Amen. Amen. For the YLE, we will continue on every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. Amen. That is at 8:30 a.m. There are links sent out if for some reason you're not getting the links, or you have a grandchild or a child and you want them to participate, you don't have the links, you can come see me. You can see Deaconess Kim, Deaconess Keisha, Reverend Lyons before you leave today, and we'll make sure that you're on the list so you receive them. Amen? Amen. And if you're online, you can always email us or you can call the church, 215-748-4578. Leave a message, and we will get back to you with the link information for Sunday school. Amen? Amen. And for the Sunday school, the YLE challenge, let us remember the pastor's challenge for our young folks to go out and recruit more in for our Sunday school. Amen. 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 All right now. All right. Farmers Market has been changed to September 21st, 12 noon to 4 p.m. We're looking for vendors. If you need a vendor application, please reach out to our sister, Cassandra McCoy. Amen. And with the farmer's market, if you're here, I have the flyer. I will leave it sitting over there so you can gather the information, because we want to make sure there's a harvest for the community, which in turn is a harvest for who? The Lord. Amen. 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 Now, as Reverend Curitan was just covering and was announced before, our baptism is scheduled for, I believe it's August 18th. Did I have the correct date? August 18th, and it would be right down the street over at Christ Calvary. It would be after morning service. I don't know if we've confirmed the exact time, but we're working on that. However, if you have not been baptized, what are we just hearing the word? It was explained to him, right? It was explained, then he said, hey, there's some water over there. Well, for baptism, before we have our baptism service, it will be explained to you. But in order to do that, you have to contact me. because there is a baptism class that we have to go through so you understand what baptism truly is before we have the ceremony. Amen? So the ceremony is on the 18th, but I need you to reach out to me. If you can't get in touch with me, find one of the ministers or deacons, and they will tell me. And I will make an arrangement with you for a class, whether we do it virtually or we come in here and do it after service. It's not a lengthy class, but you need to understand. And one of the things that is covered in the class, I'll make clear, you were baptized when you were 2 or 3. Take the class and you'll understand why you really want to do it now. Amen? That's all I'll say. Because there are plenty of people who say, oh, I was 2 years old when I was baptized. But we will go through and explain what's going on. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm going to move on. This last unless you have something you need to cover? Okay, let me bring up Deacon Khalil up first, and then I'm going to talk about the Celeste Scholarship.
Yeah, you're good. Morning, church. How's it going?
All good.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. All right, so we're having our joy night, but we're changing it to Day of Joy. It's going to be August 24th. It's going to be here, and it's starting at noon. We're going to have a praise dancer, some singers coming out again, and we're also going to have a Christian rap artist, which I'm really excited for. And if I'm not mistaken, we're doing a cookout afterwards. So you'll be able to worship and praise and then eat afterwards. And I know if y'all are like me, you know that food is going to be real good, right? So come on out, bring the young folk, bring your teens and your young adults and things like that. Bring yourselves and worship the God with us. Amen? Amen.
And for those of you that don't know, joy night's a good time. Amen? And there have been lots of folks over the years. So start inviting folks now. Invite folks out. Amen. I'm only going to have one request. For the hamburgers, can we have some cheese this time? That's just me. I'm always like, where's the cheeseburger? I see the hamburger, but where's the cheeseburger? But anyway, let's invite folks out, right? Right? Let's say, hey, they can come and eat and fellowship with us. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to cover the Celeste Williams Scholarship Fund. Amen. Celeste Williams was the superintendent of the Taylor Tabernacle Sunday School for over 50 years. Amen. It's a long time, y'all. It's a blessing. Amen. Over 15 years, she was the superintendent, right? She was the primary adult Bible study teacher as well. Amen? Amen. So it takes what? Knowledge of the Word, right? Because there's a responsibility that comes with teaching others. Amen? So the level of dedication and excellence that was employed by her, right? Being committed and then letting the Lord use her to teach others. That's a standard of excellence we can all celebrate. Amen? Over 50 years of doing that. And there are many that are brought up in this church that were under her tutelage. So that this scholarship is in her name to honor what she has done to teach us. Amen? Amen. And it's a scholarship for our young folks in the church. Amen. The scholarship is available to students, elementary through high school. So that's 1st through 12th grade. The award is presented once a year during the back to school Sunday service. Amen. Here are the requirements. The student. The young person must be a member of Taylor Tabernacle. They must be actively participating in the number of things listed, youth ministry, young life experience, but focus on the one word, active participation, right? That's what we're honoring, excellence, active participation. Didn't say perfection, because we can what? Go on to perfection. But participation, you got to have the participation to even approach the perfection. Amen? Amen. So we also have must actively participate in the ministries of Taylor Tabernacle. We have an usher board, choir, dance, and some other things I've listed. But we do know what young folks have been active. Amen? Amen. The student must demonstrate knowledge of the Word of God. Amen? Through Bible study classes, right? Bible basics. Amen? Also, with regard to attendance, we're looking for high attendance. We have 85% down there. We got high attendance, not only in Sunday school, but in school. Amen? Because we're honoring what? The participation, the effort, the commitment. Amen? And then, depending on the level of where your grades are, we also honor the grades. We have an 85% level there, but it depends on where your grades are as the type of scholarship you can receive. However, we also do not exclude young folks who have been active participants from receiving other types of awards. Amen? Amen. Because what we're doing is, in the name of Jesus, who anointed Celeste Williams, who've allowed our young folks to learn, and our young folks that are showing the commitment, we're saying, hey, good job. Amen? Amen. That's an incentive. Amen? Good job for showing that you're working hard to develop your mind in life and to develop your knowledge of the Word of God so that you have a relationship with the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, the deadline is August 18th to submit the application. The applications, there'll be a copy up here so you guys can see it, but otherwise you need to reach out to Deaconess Helena or Deaconess Kim. They're both here today. If you can't reach them, or if you're watching online, can't reach anybody, once again, 215-748-4578. Call, leave a message, indicate what you're calling about, and we'll make sure someone reaches out to you. Amen? Amen. Now, the application, we want the students' attendance and grades attached to it. We also ask them to do or complete or write an essay. Amen? Amen. Now, I don't know where the exact writing is. I know what an essay is, but anyway, I will say this. I said it before. What do we know about the essay? What are you supposed to do, young folks? Be creative. Amen? Be creative. Because if God was to approach you and ask you what you would do to help build his kingdom, what would you do? So, I'd help him put it together. That's nice, but that's not creative, right? Oh, I put up some blinds that was colors. That's nice, but that's not. Okay, so young folks, be creative, right? Just think about, hey, if I was helping to build out God's kingdom, what would I do? Because the things that you do will help you to reach out to the people your age, right? Isn't that what our minister just preached about, right? You got people your age that need to understand. Your creativity in your own circle will help them to get a greater understanding. And then they might say, well, you put this together for your church. What does it mean? Right? It's time for you to witness. Amen? Amen. So we want you to be creative. We want you to submit your applications. Again, if you are active, participants, in Taylor Tabernacle, young folks, we expect to see your application. Amen? Amen. We all good with that? All right. I'm keeping it because we get ready to wrap up. I realize our minister's not down, so I'm going to ask his lovely wife to come up here and close us out. Amen. Do I have to say any more? Any more ado? Let's rise.
Amen. That was an awesome word, awesome day. I'm encouraged. Amen. So let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth today, God. And we pray, God, that you'll just continue to be with us, God. Continue to work on us, God. Continue to show us who you are, God, and let your glory be revealed, Lord. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.